And on Mondays, we find out what's reverberating in the news on social media. Julia Turner is Slate's editor-in-chief. And Julia, people may be discovering some big entertainment news today on social media. Tell us about that.
Comedy Central has announced Jon Stewart's replacement. The beloved Daily Show host announced recently that he's stepping down at the end of this season. Mm-hmm. And Comedy Central has appointed Trevor Noah, mm-hmm. who's a comedian from South Africa and who's been a special correspondent on the show, I think, in just three appearances, to replace Jon Stewart. So the basic question on social media this morning was first, Trevor, who? And then lots of clips were being exchanged, and as folks have tried to get a little more of a sense of who this comedian is.
Well, let's listen to some of that humor. This is the son of a black mother and a white Swiss father in South Africa. He said in interviews that his mother had to actually be secretive about who his father was. He couldn't be on his birth certificate. So very interesting background there from South Africa. But he also, in part of his humor, is he pokes fun at people who don't know much about South Africa. Here's a little bit of a stand-up routine. He's recalling a conversation he had with a woman on a beach in California.
She's like, OMG, you talk funny.
No, I don't talk funny. You talk funny.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Africa.
She's like, oh, wow. Like, Africa? How did you get here?
What? I used my monkey grip under the plane.
So how interesting, a person of color, another person with an accent in late night. So what else are you hearing on social media, Julie, about his choice?
A couple of folks have pointed to the example of John Oliver, a British comedian, as a parallel here, the notion of appointing an international host, someone who can come in and say, hey, America, everything you do is a little bit crazy, and let me offer you some perspective on the ways in which your politics seem out of whack. So perhaps they'll borrow a bit from that playbook.
So that's big news in the world of entertainment. What else caught your attention this weekend?
Well, there was also a lot of chatter about the Scientology documentary Going Clear, which debuted on HBO on Sunday evening. And this was made by Lawrence Wright and Alex Gibney. Lawrence Wright, of course, wrote a deeply researched book about Scientology recently, and this is the complement to it. But one thing that has struck a lot of observers is that the Church of Scientology has actually taken to social media in order to combat the claims made in the film. The Church has created a Twitter account called Freedom Media Ethics, which compared the documentary to the largely discredited Rolling Stone story about the gang rape at a UVA fraternity. Mm-hmm. Last night, as the documentary aired, the account was borrowing a page from the playbook of BuzzFeed and, you know, taking humorous stock photos of people snoring asleep in empty theaters and saying, ooh, this documentary is so boring. Zzz. I won't say that it seems they've been very effective. There were a number of tweets back at them saying, actually, I think this documentary is quite interesting. So, but it does seem to be a change in tactics for the church.
Well, the church is fighting back at a time when there's a lot at stake. There are people who are critical of the fact that the IRS has given the church tax-exempt status. Are you seeing that battle play out at all in social media?
It'll be interesting to see whether this documentary can play a role in that conversation and perhaps a change in that status. I think the reporting in the documentary sounds as though it's fairly close to what has already appeared in Lawrence Wright's book and in some of the excerpted articles therefrom. But it is different to see it on film, so it may play a role in attracting a broader range of attention to these issues.
Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, thanks as always.
Thank you.